Okay, we'll get back to slide number 8.
我们现在回到PPT的第八页。
Building a frame of reference for your knowledge of the trial. As in any trial, there is a judge, and that's God the Father.
好，所以在这第八页上，他这边特别讲到，任何一个审判都会有一个法官。那这个法官呢，在这个状况就是由天父担任。I
just mentioned the advocate. We talked about the advocate there.
还有呢，我们也提到了会有这个中保。And
that is Jesus Christ.
中保呢，就是我们的耶稣基督。We
have defendants.
有被告。And
that's Satan and the fallen angels, but that will also include the unbelievers as well.
这被告呢，这边提到的就是等于是撒旦和堕落天使，还有那些不信的人、不相信的人。In
particular, when the unbelievers have to stand before the great white throne judgment.
不相信的人，他们最重要的是另外一个审判，就是在白色宝座的大审判。那是另外一场审判，那那场审判最主要的是对那些不信的人。And
then you've got the witnesses, of course.
当然呢，还有证人。
And the first witness was Adam.
第一个证人就是亚当。See,
Adam was actually produced as the first witness with the same kind of soul that the angels were created with.
亚当呢，他当做第一个证人的时候，他的这个魂是跟那些天使的魂是一样的。And
the idea was that God was going to use Adam to prove that even a lesser creature, meaning a creature with lower ability or less ability than the angels, could still be obedient to God.
当时哈，天父啊，创造亚当，其实是想要证明一件事，就是即使是用比天使更稍微低一级的人类，哈，他一样，就是他不管能力或者是智慧各方面都比天使要低的人类，他都是有能力去顺服于天父的。
And that a person created with a lesser physical ability, lesser mental ability, and in a lesser environment would still be faithful to God.
好，所以天父是在创造一个在肢体的能力、脑力，还有在环境各方面状况都比天上要差的、比天使要差的这人类的世界，他要证明呢。 即使是这样的人类，他一样是可以顺服于天父。Now
we talk about Adam and Eve being put into a perfect environment, the Garden of Eden.
在圣经里面提到亚当，他是被放在伊甸园里面。And
often the words Garden of Eden is synonymous with the word paradise.
而这个所谓亚当的伊甸园，它的意思是一个完美的，像是一个。
It was a beautiful environment.
那是一个非常美好的一个环境.
But still nothing compared to heaven.
即使是如此美好的环境, 也无法去跟天堂比较.
And Adam was obviously created physically very, very strong. He was a perfect human being when he was created.
亚当呢, 在被创造的时候, 他其实是非常完美的一个人类, 他其实是很强健的哦。
From the beginning, there was no diseases, there was no inherent diseases in Adam. He was, you know, 100% the perfect
DNA.
DNA, that's right, it was, because the DNA wasn't corrupted then.
而当亚当被创造的时候，他的全身是完全没有任何的瑕疵的，而且在那时候也没有任何疾病，也没有所谓遗传性的疾病，因为他是有完美的DNA。
And he was obviously a very intelligent person. Created with a great brain in order that he could learn things very quickly.
而且呢，亚当被创造的时候是有非常棒的脑力的，所以他是可以学很多事情，非常快的就学好。Okay,
and Eve was the same.
而夏娃也是这样。
Now, one thing that we do see when you look at the ages of the people that were in the very early ages, the first 10 generations, they were living for hundreds and hundreds of years. This shows that they had these perfect bodies in a perfect environment.
而在我们的圣经里已经跟我们介绍过，就是在前面最开始从亚当夏娃开始的那前的十个世代，那些人都是可以活很久的，他们都甚至活几百岁的。
But of course, after Adam and Eve sinned and they got kicked out of the garden and the environment was cursed, of course, then the ages, they did drop. Slowly, they dropped down through every generation.
而当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，他们被踢出了伊甸园，那他们的生命生活开始是像受诅咒一样，所以他们的年龄也越来越短，越来越短。 也就是我们人类的年龄越来越少。
And eventually it stabilized to, you know, maybe 60 to 80 years old was a good age to achieve.
然后呢最后呢就是现在人的一般平均寿命都在60岁到80岁。
But the idea was that God created this witness who was of a lesser scale. And he had the lesser physical ability, mental ability, and the lesser environment. And he was going to be the witness.
而上帝呢别忘记上帝创造的人类就算当初是那么样的完美他还是比天使要比较差的不管是身体或者是脑力或者是环境的状况都是比天堂要差的。
We have to always look at Satan's arguments. What were his arguments against God? Because he did appeal and he must have had some kind of argument against God.
对那我们要想想哈当时这个撒旦呢他其实啊就是要来申诉他要这个是一个申诉的审判他要跟上帝去争辩什么呢
And he can use different arguments. You know, an arrogant person will always find some way to justify his sin.
对于一个傲慢的人来讲他永远都是可以去用所谓的争论来表达说 他其实是没有犯罪的。
And the arguments really don't come out that clearly in scripture, but we can use different circumstances and we can use human personalities to look at Lucifer and say this is what he was thinking.
虽然我们这个撒旦他在天堂法庭的这个争论哦没有那么清楚的写出来但是我们只要看看我们的人类的一些状态我们人类的一些个性就会知道说他其实是在争论什么。
We're trying to look into the mind of Satan to look at what were his arguments against God that gave him the appeal trial.
我们要想清楚就是到底在撒旦的脑中路西佛的脑中他到底在想什么他想要去跟上帝争论。
And again, we look at the principle that an arrogant person, and we know that he's arrogant, and the scripture is clear about that, an arrogant person will always justify his sin.
我们很清楚知道呢他是一个傲慢的天使。路西佛而所有傲慢的人他总是会为他的罪错做一个借口他总是可以用找借口来把他的罪状要想要扭转
Okay, and some of the things we need to look at for example Lucifer saying to God that you made me so it's your fault
其中一个说法就是呢他路西佛跟上帝讲说是你创造我的
So you obviously made me incorrect. That's why I rebelled against you.
是你把我创造成一个会对你叛逆的一个状态。
The other is that you were blessing me so much. How could I not get arrogant?
第二个说法是呢，你给了我那么多祝福，让我这么好，我当然会变成傲慢。
Or possibly he's blaming the other angels and saying, well, these other angels were starting to worship me. And they were saying, you could be God.
然后他也可能是把这些问题认为是其他天使的问题因为那些天使们都是对我这么的崇拜让我不得不傲慢。
Okay. Another one is that Lucifer could use the argument, how could a loving God punish his creatures? You say you're a loving God, how could you do this?
还有一个说法就是你是一个这么有爱的天父你怎么可能要这样处罚我
Okay, so you know, these are just speculations. You know, you're not going to find these quotes or these statements in the Bible, but they make sense just based on our knowledge of human character.
It says that.
No, it does not say that.
在这个圣经中其实并没有那么清楚地说出这些状况来,但你可以想象。
But obviously, Satan had put some argument towards God, and God thought, well, okay, you have a reason.
You have that case.
You have a case. That gives you a case, so therefore I'll prove that your case is wrong.
好，所以呢，天父呢，在这个法庭上说，诶，路西佛，你这样说，有你的，算是造成一种说法，所以呢，在这个法庭中，上帝决定让他要来创造人类，来证明路西佛是错的。
I guess the word is argument. Yeah, God is saying, okay, Lucifer, you have an argument, you have a particular case, and I will prove that your argument or that your case or your reason is wrong.
好，其实呢，就是上帝是说，路西佛，你有你的论点，那我要来证明你这个论点是错的。
And that's why this trial that we're in, it does take on many different aspects, because perhaps Satan had many different arguments.
而但是这个审判其实有很多不同的角度，因为它可能有很多种说法。
Okay, and so when God created Adam in the garden, yeah, he created a lesser creature in order that he could prove to Satan that even a lesser creature can be faithful to God.
好，所以呢，上帝在伊甸园里面创造了亚当夏娃是比较低等一点的生物，而这种比较，他是想要，上帝是要证明，即使是比较低等的生物，他都能够证明路西弗你是错的。
As we know from what happened in the garden, Lucifer was, Satan was given a chance to, we say, cross-examine the witness. You see this when you've, if you've seen movies about court cases where you'll have the witness and the prosecuting attorney will come in and then the lawyers come in and everybody's examining or cross-examining the witness.
所以呢，在这个亚当夏娃的状态哦，其实上帝是在创造了那种像法庭一样的那种交叉辩论辩护的状态。
And as we know, Satan is going to use deceit.
就像我们所知道的，撒旦呢，他是用了一种欺骗的手段。
And his cross-examination, first he begins with the woman. He twists the word of God around and he blatantly lies to the woman.
然后呢，撒旦呢，就是基本上是把上帝的话语啊，稍微给他弄偏了，好，让夏娃呢被骗。他用这个方式来做一个好像一个交叉的一个比对。
He blasphemes the name of God. He defames God, or even uses the wrong name for God.
他甚至哦，在跟这个夏娃讲的时候，用错误的上帝的名字。
Okay. And he says things that God did not say.
然后他说了一些神其实没说的话。
Okay, so he's a very deceitful defending attorney.
所以他其实是一个非常非常狡诈的辩护律师。
And this is where it gets a little bit complex because Satan, as the name suggests, Satan, he is the accuser, okay, but he also takes on the position of being the defendant. He's defending his position. And he's also the defending attorney.We should say he's cross-examining as well. So he takes on the form of a lawyer.As well. So he's got all these positions. See, God is presenting God's witnesses, and now Lucifer has a chance to cross-examine God's witnesses.
所以呢，上帝呢，他其实创造了证人，他的见证人。而撒旦呢，他扮演了好几个角色，哈。第一个角色呢，他是一个控告者；第二个呢，他是辩护者；第三个呢，他是可以这个交叉这个质问，哈的这个角色。同时呢，他也是。律师，等于是他就是辩护律师。
Okay, so depending on what's going on in that time of the court case, sort of depends on what position Satan is taking.
所以在这个法庭里面发生的这个审判的过程中，等于是他看那个状态呢，撒旦会以不同的角色出现。
See, sometimes he's the defendant and he's trying to defend himself.
有的时候呢，他是辩护者，他是为自己辩护。
And then other times he's accusing God and God's witnesses.
有时候呢，撒旦他会去控诉上帝，甚至控诉他的见证人。
Okay, and then he's cross-examining the witnesses, which God allows. Yeah, he's allowed to cross-examine the witnesses, to test the witnesses.
那同时呢，他有的时候会去质询这个见证人。
Okay, but as we see on the slide here, we see there are rules.There are rules for this whole court case.
好，同时呢，这里还会有所谓的规则，就是法庭中会有它的规则。
Okay, and these rules are revealed to us in the Bible. Of course, we have to study them, though.
而且呢，这些规则呢，在我们的圣经中都有很清楚的启示，所以我们这是为什么我要详读圣经。
There is a courtroom, which is the High Court of Heaven.
然后有法庭，这个法庭呢，讲的是天堂法庭。
And then you have the witness platform, which is basically planet Earth.
然后还有证人席，这个证人席呢，其实讲的就是我们地球。
Now I mentioned in the first session that everything has a beginning and has an end, and just like this witness room that we're in, the planet Earth has a beginning and it has an end.
就像我们说，所有的事情都有始有终，所以我们的证人平台、证人席上有发生的事情，也地球上发生的事情，也是有始有终。
And God knows when the earth is going to be finished with its use, and then it's going to be destroyed.
上帝也好，他也知道他这个地球最终会有一个终结，他最后会就是会毁灭了。
says quite clearly, actually in 2 Peter chapter 3, that the earth will be destroyed by fire.
彼得后书的这个第三章里面就 讲到整个人类的世界最后会被火烧。
I think it's something like the earth and the heavens, and which means the universe and all of the elements in it will just be destroyed in some big nuclear bomb blast.
The universe, not
the whole universe. Yeah.
其实是指这整个宇宙最后都会像是核弹爆发一样，所有的每一个元素都爆炸，都烧掉。
Which is something that most people don't understand. You know, they think that the world's going to be destroyed by industrial carbon footprints or something like that. Global warming.
有很多人误以为将来这个整个地球的暖化是造成我们整个世界，就是地球世界被销毁的一个原因。
There's this what's called a green movement, and people talk about, you know, global warming and things like this, and it creates a lot of confusion in society about the future of our society.
我们在讲到这个整个地球暖化的整个状态的时候，让人造成很多人的一些错觉，以为这个地球的暖化将是造成我们地球毁灭的一个原因。This
is not biblical thinking.
这种说法其实并不是我们的圣经的一个想法。Okay,
now yeah, a lot of people are coming up with these ideas, but you can be sure that Satan is promoting and supporting these ideas.
我们要理解这一些想法其实是撒旦喜欢的，他正在特别宣传的。For
one thing, it goes completely against what the Bible is talking about, the fate of the earth, the future of the earth.
这基本上就是跟我们圣经所提到的地球的未来的命运是互相有抵触的。Yeah,
not just that it says in 2 Peter chapter 3 that God will destroy the universe.
因为在彼得后书第三章讲的是 the God destroyed.
Yeah, that's right.
是上帝把整个宇宙给毁灭的。But
also the fact that God is faithful to take care of his witnesses. You know, he needs us as witnesses. So he's not going to let something like global warming destroy humanity.
而上帝呢，他其实是非常信实的，所以他是会信实的保守我们这些见证人。And
also that what happens is when people get scared about global warming, they will usually turn to the biggest organization they can to help stop this false idea of man-made global warming. That's the false concept, that it's man-made. You know, the scientists can sort of prove that the temperatures around the world are changing, but they've been changing for thousands and thousands of years.
这应该说天气一直有所改变，但是如果我们把它认为是人类造成的话，那这个想法其实是不符合圣经的。But
there's times in human history where the world has got warmer for a long period, maybe 100 or 200 years or 500 years, and then it gets cooler, and it gets warmer and it gets cooler. This has been happening for thousands and thousands of years.
这些千年来，我们其实已经看到整个地球它的温度是逐渐升高，然后又降低。 然后又逐渐升高，又降低，所以这个其实是一个地球一直有的自然定律。Okay,
but the big argument now is that because we're all driving around in our cars and factories are producing lots of carbon, this global warming we're experiencing is man-made.
但是呢，现在有一种造假的一个理论，就是说我们一天到晚开车啊，什么造成的这些污染啊，造成了整个地球的暖化。Yeah,
one volcanic explosion can create far more carbons in the atmosphere than what does from whole countries driving around in their cars.
其实一个火山的爆发，它所造成的这种暖化的这种热量，是远超过一个非常大的国家创造的这些热量。And
actually, when a tree rots and goes to the ground, you know, we're talking about normal vegetation, that's producing carbon into the environment. Rotting trees.
即使是一个树，它腐烂，它倒了，腐烂，它所造成的这些热量也是非常大的。And
then animals, I think, when animals fart, then they produce methane and gases, and then, you know, these gases apparently are bad for the atmosphere.
而那些动物们，那些哺乳动物们放的屁, 造成的所有的这个二氧化碳的状况都远远大于我们人的排气。
It's got to the point now, and I think this became a law where farmers in New Zealand, for example, are expected to pay a fart tax. So however many cows or sheep you have to pay a tax because your animals are farting and creating wrong kind of gas.
现在纽西兰呢，甚至要求那些农人，如果你是畜牧者，你养了多少羊、多少牛，哈，都要去为这些牛羊放屁而付税。
It's just got totally ridiculous.
这实在是蛮好笑的。
But Satan is behind this. He's promoting this because it gives more control to the governments.
而这些概念呢，都是撒旦所想要宣传推广的，因为这个可以让政府更有权力去管辖。
See, because people that are scared about their future and that, you know, we're not going to have enough fresh air to breathe and that our children won't survive, they turn to the biggest organization that they can. And in their fear, they're not turning to God, they're turning to their governments.
所以呢，当因为所有的人害怕这地球的各种状态、环境的变化等等，所以他就开始呢，让政府越来越有力去管辖人类，所以他就变成了最后会可能会因为这个环保问题创造了全球最大的一个机构。
Satan really loves putting an environment of fear into the world, you know, whether it's through the media or through different social groups.
而撒旦是非常喜欢经由这个创造恐惧，好，来经由这些各种宣传工具创造恐惧。
Because again, when people are afraid, usually they turn to the government to make rules and regulations and legislation.
因为他如果有这种恐惧的话，就会可以让这些政府可以创造各种规则、规律来控制人。
And that puts more control in the hands of the government, so that when the seven-year tribulation begins, it's very easy for Satan to get control over the people through those governments.
好，所以呢，如果他这样创造了这种更大的政府机构，在未来的七年的这个灾难期，就是我们人类被提基督徒被提后的七年大灾难里面呢，他就会有更好的机器可以控制整个地球。
But, and like it says in Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 5 says, if you put your trust in the hands of man, which includes governments, you'll be cursed.
耶利米书17章第5节说，如果 你把你的信任放在人的手中，也就是政府的手中，你会被诅咒。
You need to put your trust in the hands of God, not of people.
你需要把你的所有的信靠放在神的手里。
The meaning or the purpose for governments as God established them is to provide an environment of freedom.
上帝创造政府是为了要让人有自由。
And with the environment of freedom, then people will be free to worship God if they wish, or to even worship Satan if they want. That's up to them. That's their free will.
基本上呢，政府是应该要保守人的自由，让他们可以自由的对神敬拜。
Okay, and that's why when you have a free society, like the United States, for example, and Taiwan as well, people are free to worship whatever they want.
而对一个自由的国度，像美国啦，像台湾啊，这种国家，他想要敬拜谁都是 OK 的，这是有自由意志的。
And whatever you want to worship, you know, the government will be there to support your free will, your wish to worship in that place.
当任何人想要对任何事物敬拜，政府都应该要保障他的自由。
Now, if you're worshipping some satanic organization which is kidnapping children and then getting involved in child sacrifice, then that's murder, of course, and the government needs to shut that down.
如果有人他去敬拜了一个非常邪恶的撒旦的这种宗教，然后这个宗教他居然去抢劫人家的小孩，然后让小孩子受灾难，这样子的坏的宗教就是政府应该要制止，要去把它给抓起来关起来的，这就是政府的存在的一个很重要的一个职责。
Okay, or you have some religious organizations, some extreme organizations that get involved in terrorism. The government is there to catch those people and put them in prison or execute them or something.
如果有一些这个宗教他们用恐怖的态度好去做很多事情的话，这个政府也一样要把他们给关起来抓起来。
Okay, but under normal circumstances, and where people, you know, talking about people minding their own business, worshipping their gods, without annoying or without causing any harm to other people, then the government should be helping to promote that.
但是呢，如果任何的这个宗教，他们所敬拜的这个神，不管是谁，只要他们没有对其他人造成伤害，政府就应该要保证他们有自由敬拜的权利。
Okay, and it's the same for people using their free will. If they want to drive around in a big car, for example, they should be free to do that.
政府也会设定各种法律，如果有人他是想要自由的想要开大车在路上走，他也应该要有这样子的权利。
Yeah, but you have some people that are very afraid. You know, they see someone driving around in a big car and then now they feel angry because this person is driving a big car and he's destroying the environment and we should go smash up his car.
Because the pollution?
Because of the pollution.
但是现在呢，却有一些人会看到人家开大车，啊，造成了一大堆的污染之后，就开始生气，认为政府应该要抓这个开大车的人。
And that attitude stems from the fact that they don't understand the truth.
而这样子的一个态度呢，其实是来自于一个事实，就是他们不理解真理。
The truth is that this planet Earth is our courtroom.
那个真理是什么呢？就是这个地球它其实是一个法庭。
And it does have a limited time.
它真的只有一个有限的时间。
And it has a specific purpose in God's plan.
而且它的存在是基于神的计划的目的。
Another way that you can see people doing ridiculous things because they don't understand God's plan is with these huge space programs that these countries get involved in.
还有一个人类搞不清楚上帝计划的一个实例呢，就是现在整个地球上面很多人都在努力的做这种太空计划。
It started off in the 50s and 60s with America and Soviet. They got involved in the space race thing.
像在1950-60年的时候，美国跟苏联开始进入一个所谓太空的战争，就是谁的太空发展比较快。
Spending billions of dollars and costing a lot of lives, actually, is very dangerous to send people like her. Who can be the first country to get a man into space?
他们呢彼此都花非常多的钱，也甚至浪费了一些人的生命，都要比赛说谁可以先到太空去。
And then once they got a man into space, which the Russians did first, then it's like, well, who can be the first one to get a man on the moon?
当这个苏联先飞上了太空，然后呢，接下来就在比赛谁能够先到月球。
And then after a few missions on the moon, they got bored, so they're playing golf on the moon. To, I don't know, just because they've been bored, I guess.
然后呢，几次都登月成功之后呢，大概他们也有点无聊了，就在月亮上打高尔夫球。
Yeah, so that got boring, and after a while they stopped that, and then they said, well, yeah, let's just see who can stay in space the longest time.
然后接下来呢，就要比赛谁能够待在太空最久的时间。
Okay, in the name of science, of course, they're doing all these very important experiments.
那他们在这些所谓很重要的实验里面呢，都是带着说，哎，这是科学的发展。
Now it's like, who can be the first nation to get a man into Mars, or a woman actually, to land her on Mars?
然后接下来呢，大家比赛就是谁能够第一个把一个人，或许是一个女人，送到火星去。
Okay. A lot of that just stems from national arrogance.
这些都是 national
arrogance.
这些都是一种国家级的傲慢。
Now, who can be the best nation?
谁是最棒的国家？
Now, you know, we don't need to go into space because the testing is here on the Earth.
但其实我们是不需要到太空去的，因为我们的所谓的测试，我们的证人平台就在地球。
And then people say, but if we go into space and we do all these experiments, we'll understand more about the beginning of the universe.
有人说，我们如果到了太空，我们会更能够理解地球的开始是怎么开始的。
And how the universe was created.
那整个宇宙是怎么样被创造出来的？
From a scientific view, the answer is becoming more and more that this universe needs a creator. That's always been the answer.
但是呢，你会发现这些越来越多的这些研究会发现这个宇宙是需要一个创造者。
Instead of spending billions of dollars and wasting lives and time, they could just read Genesis chapter 1. That's right there.
花了这么多钱，这么多人命， 他们想要证明的事情，其实你只要读圣经的第一章《创世纪》就有答案。
Yeah, and then people say, but we want to see what's out there.
但是大家说，我们想要看看在外太空到底有什么。
Well, you know, you just need to wait maybe 30 or 40 years and you die and you get your new body and you can fly around space and have a look what's out there.
但是其实你也许在等三四十年，你死了，你就可以飞到太空去看看外面有什么了。
Okay, so again, you know, people waste time and money and they get distracted by all these things because they don't know the truth.
很多人花了时间，花了金钱，他在被所有的这个事情分心，最终的原因就是因为他们不懂真理。
You know, God designed this courtroom, and we're supposed to stay in the courtroom. You know, if you go up into space, it's like you're trying to run away from your real purpose in life.
所以呢，我们神让我们做证人，我们就是在地球这个证人平台上面去做证人该做的事。如果我们跑到外太空去，不是等于是我们逃离了我们这个人生的目的吗？
Now, there were some Christians that were on those original flights into space with from the American astronauts, and they said that, you know, we could see the wonders of God in the universe.
当那个早期啊，太空人，美国太空人，他们是基督徒，他们到了外太空时候，他看到地球的时候，他可以看到上帝创造我们地球人类的这个奇观。
So, yeah, and that was nice. It was like they were being witnesses to God's mighty status as the creator.
而那种看法其实是对，是很好的，因为他真的可以去敬拜上帝创造的我们这个伟大的这种全能。
But I don't think they would be tested as evidences in the angelic appeal trial in that case.
但是这却不能够当作天使征战里面的一个证人的一个案例。
Okay, but back to the topic here. So the earth is the courtroom and we're expected to stay here and you have a limited amount of time to be the effective witness.
所以回来这边就是我们的地球就是我们证人的平台。所以我们有是在这个世界上是有非常有限的时间来做我们证人该做的事。
Okay, and at the end of it, you see, and on the slide here, sorry, slide number 8, it says there is a verdict, which means that there's going to be a decision made by the judge who gives his verdict, and then there'll be punishment for wrongdoing.
好，那最后呢，也提到了就是说，在这样的一个法庭，最终呢，是会有一个判决，这个判决是会有刑罚的，对于做错的所有的罪行。会有一个刑罚。
Yeah. See, very rarely you'd have a court case where it ends up with no result. It does happen occasionally in the human court systems. But 99% of the time, the judge always has to issue a result, a sentence, guilty or not guilty.
也许在人类的法庭里面，还是会有偶尔啊，1%的机会是没有最终的裁决，是因为不清楚。所有的这个所谓的见证不够的时候，但是大部分就是的所有的法庭都一定会有最终的裁决，而在我们的天堂法庭更是有这个裁决。
Okay, and if there was a not guilty verdict, then the person is free to go.
如果呢，这个罪状没有很明确，那这个人是可以自由的离开的。
But if the person is guilty, then there has to be a punishment.
但是如果这个人是确定有这个罪行确认，他的罪行确认的话，他就会有一个刑罚。
Okay, and the long-term consequences of Satan's sentencing, and we know that the answer is that God will uphold his guilty verdict. Uphold, so, you know, Satan will be accused of being guilty, then he has to go to the lake of fire.
而这个天堂的法庭，我们已经理解，就是说他最终呢，撒旦他们和堕落天使是会被判。确认他们的罪行而被送到火湖里面，那就是他们的刑罚。
Now, this slide number 8, I do have more details about this later. I'll come back to that later. It can be a review as well. But we do have more details about this.
有关这个第八页的 PPT, 其实还有更多的细节，我们之后会再回来。
Okay, well, just so we use this as an introduction to the more technical terminology and aspects of it.
但是我们先以这一页呢，当作我们对整个审判的相关的这些词句的认识。
Okay.